VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Dozens of children are believed trapped inside a collapsed building in Lagos, Nigeria, where hundreds of onlookers gathered to watch a massive rescue attempt. It's unclear how many people are inside the ruins of the three-story building, which collapsed about 10 a.m. local time Wednesday. Onlookers said a school with about 100 students was located on the building's top floor. Several children are believed to have been rescued from the debris. As you can hear, the crowd that had gathered cheered the rescue. Ambulances, fire trucks, and heavy building equipment are standing by to help with the search and rescue effort. There's no word on how many adults were in the building when it fell. The building was located on the Itta Faji area of Lagos Island, the oldest part of the city. The governor of Sao Paulo says two young men wearing hoods and carrying several weapons opened fire at a school in southern Brazil on Wednesday, killing eight people before taking their own lives. The shooting happened in a public school in Suzano, a suburb of Sao Paulo, which is Brazil's largest city. The governor says the two attackers were believed to be between 20 and 25 years old. He says officials don't believe the two were former students. The dead included two teachers and six students, and several more people had been hospitalized after being injured. President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison on his conspiracy conviction. A federal court judge in Washington added three consecutive years to the 47-month sentence that Manafort got in a separate case last week in the state of Virginia. Manafort apologized for his actions, told the judge everything had been taken from him already, and asked her not to impose prison time so he and his wife could resume their lives together. This is VOA News.